Today we're going to look at the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ and what it meant to Padre Pio. Hello friends of Following Padre Pio. On this channel we bring you a series of short stories on the incredible life of our great saint, Padre Pio. He was a Capuchin friar, a mystic and a miracle worker. Do stay tuned to find out more. And we do ask you to help us with the Padre Pio apostolate by liking the video and sharing the video with your friends and colleagues. Now, as we know, as our Catholic faith tells us, the sacred blood of Jesus, which flowed abundantly from his wounds, was in order to wash away the multitude of our sins. It is, of course, the most eloquent proof of our Lord's boundless love for us. And so Padre Pio, through the stigmata, somehow participated with our Lord Jesus Christ in his sufferings. Now, the great Saint Francis of Liguri, he had the opinion that our Lord shed his blood from the very first moment when he was born. Of course, later on, when he was circumcised. But of course, during his holy passion, his blood washed the holy city, which was a symbol of all mankind, at the height of its cruelty. And when the soldier pierced our Lord Jesus' chest and heart with a lance, we read that water and blood came out. Now, often we think about this water and blood in some symbolic way. But if we look at it more from a biological fact perspective, then what do we see? Well, physically, the separation of the blood into water, as described in the Gospel, would be, of course, the water would be the plasma in the blood. And according to certain doctors, this only happens when there is no longer or there is very little blood left in the person's body. And so this shows us the intensity of our Lord's suffering to produce the separation of blood and water. So from this we can see that the blood of Jesus was given for us completely. He spared nothing. He held back nothing. He gave himself completely for us in his crucifixion. And so this, of course, must be seen as the greatest proof of love that anyone can receive. And as we know, Padre Pio was one of the greatest saints of recent times. And he had a fervent devotion. He was fervent for the passion of our Lord Jesus Christ. And according to the divine design of things, because of this, he received the mystical wounds. Now, how many faithful were there? Some lukewarm who did not have their souls scorched by divine love at seeing the Holy Capuchin while he was celebrating Mass. Because imagine seeing the blood on his hands running down from the wounds in his hands, these inexplicable wounds. And of course, when he was celebrating Mass, he had to take the gloves off. They couldn't hide his wounds so people would see what was going on. Mysteriously, somehow our Lord Jesus Christ's divine charity was seen through this, through Padre Pio's Mass, by all of these lukewarm souls. And as the journalist Maria Vanoska relates, at these moments she described the first Mass that she attended with Padre Pio. And these are her words, Maria Vanoska's words. At the part of the Mass, the offertory, the drama of the sacred intensifies. And when he lifts the paten in a supplicating gesture, in invisible clarity, one discovers Padre Pio's wounds on his hands, which have now turned red and bloody. And he remains like this, unmoving for much longer than is required for the recitation of the prayers associated with it. One could say that he includes the whole of mankind interiorly in these offerings. And his face is covered with tears and displays now a certain effort, like a challenge to himself. This is what I offer to you, Eternal Father. In the name of your Son I represent. And the minutes pass by and drops of blood are falling off Padre Pio's hands. At the moment of life, of the consecration, there's another long pause. And once again, Padre Pio goes into ecstasy. And then he continues reaching higher towards God after the transformation of the bread into the bread of angels. and now threads of blood run down his fingers. And for an instant, his features change, and he becomes luminous. He's transformed. And then on his lips a smile, and his eyes caress the host with an infinite tenderness, an infinitely sweet gaze. Padre Pio is a saint who truly understands the significance of the cross, who lives each day according to the words of our Lord Jesus, that no one has more love than that he gives his life for his friends. Now, Padre Pio loved the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ like no one else. And this love took the form of a donation of his own blood during the sacrifice. So the blood, his wounds would open and his own blood would run out. And how many hours did Padre Pio not spend in the confessional rescuing souls from the death of sin to the life of grace? Or how many prolonged moments of intimate prayer before the Blessed Sacrament? And in all of this, living the pains of the Passion with the wounds bleeding constantly during the Mass. In order to live this mystery, the precious blood, more deeply, of course, we recommend praying and meditating on the litany of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus. So let us reflect on just some of the lines of this litany. Blood of Christ, blood of the only begotten Son of the Eternal Father, save us. Blood of Christ, blood of the Word of God, incarnate, save us. Blood of Christ of the new and eternal covenant, save us. And continues like this, blood of Christ flowing abundantly in the scourging, save us. Blood of Christ dripping from the crown of thorns, save us. Blood of Christ shed on the cross, save us. And so as you read the rest of the litany of the sacred blood, you can continue to reflect on these mysteries of Christ shedding his blood for us. Dear friends of following Padre Pio, wouldn't you like to be, as scripture says, those who instruct many to justice shall be as the stars for eternity? Apparently that's from the book of Daniel. So with that intention in mind, we offer you a special program, and it's called the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And through this, if you join this program, you will be helping our team at Following Padre Pio to reach out to many people, hopefully to inspire them so that they do not give up hope, that they do not lose faith in God in these very trying times. So if you and I can give them this hope, then our Lord Jesus Christ's death would not have been in vain for them. So that's our aim. And we also have regular masses celebrated for all of those who join the Protected Child of Padre Pio program. And of course, there are other benefits too. To find out more, just click the video on the end screen, or you can go to the link in the video description below.